Kuflam and Hayamid Aleph, the Gemara quotes a brisa that darshans from the Pasuk that you only doicha Shabbos if it's a vadai mila bismana. If it's a sofik mila bismana, sofik mila shloi bismana, so you're not allowed to be doicha Shabbos. So Tosus is bothered with Akasha. Once you establish the din, the top Tosus asks Akasha, once you establish the din, only mila bismana is doicha Shabbos, mila shloi bismana is not. So what do you need at Russia to teach you that a sofik is not Decha Shabbos? That's the rule. That's Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra. The Tosfos says it's Asmachta. You don't really need a Pasuk for that. So the Minchas Chinuch has a famous piece on this. He quotes that the Rif in the end of Menachos has Hilchas Tumah, Tumas Kohanim, has Hilchas Tzitzis and Hilchas Tfilin. So on the first, the only four sides, four Amudim in Hilchas Tumah, so on page Aleph Amid Beis, the Rif quotes a drasha from the Torah's Kohanim, from the Pasuk in Parsha Samor, that a Kohen is only betamei to the seven Kohanim if it's a Vadai, if it's a Sofik, not. Let's say he is the son, a woman remarried, her first husband was a Kohen, the second husband, doesn't matter, a Kohen or not a Kohen, but let's say the first husband died and she remarried within 3 months, and then she has a baby. And we don't know whether the baby is a Ben Tisha L'Rishon or Ben Shiva L'Achron. You don't know whether it's his brother or not. And he's only mitami to his brother if it's a brother min ha'av. Only a brother min ha'im is not. It's a vada brother min ha'im, but it's not. It's a Sufik brother min ha'av. So the Torah's Kohanim has a drasha from a pasuk that whenever it's a Sufik Korev, he's not allowed to be mitami l'meisim. So we showed him on the side of the Hilchas Tumah L'Harif. They quote the Rishonim are bothered with the Kashiv. Why do you need a Pasuk? Why don't you say Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra? So they give two terutzim, the Minchas Chinuch and Reish Samach Dalet. That's the first Minchas Chinuch and Parsha Samor, when he has the Isra of Tumas Kadim. So he quotes the Kasha and the two terutzim. So some Rishonim say the Teretz that if you would have not had the Drosha, it would have been Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra, it would have been also B'Torah Sofik. So the Kohen who would be Metami to his Sofik brother wouldn't get Malkus. But now that you have a drasha, so it comes out as a vada yisa, so he gets malchus. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch applies over here. He says, maybe if not for the posag, I would have thought sveka, the rice of the chumi, now that would be mechal Shabbos to do the mila by a sofik, mila bizmana, sofik, shaloi bizmana. But now you have a drasha, so he's a vada mechal Shabbos and he's chai bechatos. It's a vada yisa. Then he quotes another teretz that he doesn't like on the side of the Hilchas Tumah L'Harif. There's another teretz print out on the side, looks at maybe from some Rishonim, that if there would only be a Sofik Iser, of course you say Sofik Iser L'chumra. But here it's a Sofik Mitzvah. Maybe the Kohen is, there's a Machlek, is Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, well, the Lo Yitam is a Rishus, Lo Yitam is a Chayva. So we pass on as a Mitzvah, it's a Chayva. And the same over here, it's a Mitzvah to perform the Mila Bizmana. So maybe I would say, on the one hand, it's a Sofik Iser, the Kohen is not allowed to be Metamei L'Meisim. On the other hand, it's a Sofik Mitzvah L'Chumra. So why should you go L'Chumra Shevi Al Tasa not to be Metamei? Go L'Chumra and say he's Mechiv to be Metamei here also. Why should I go L'Chumra to say he's not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos because maybe it's a Mila Shlai Bizmana? Go L'Chumra, maybe it's a Mila Bizmana. So you should perform the Mila on Shabbos. So the Minchas Chinuch doesn't like that teretz. He doesn't see why should that take... Why should that be odif? The Sofik Mitzvah L'Chumra should be odif from the Sofik Yisa L'Chumra. The Pashtus Develt says, based on the Rambam, the Rambam's opinion is that Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra, that rule itself is only Midirabban. That's the famous Rambam, the last halach in Perek Tes, Hilchas Tumas Meis. So the Kesem Mishnah is bothered with the Kasha, how can the Rambam, that's the Shev Shmeitzer, starts off with that machlek, is the Rambam against the other Mishnah, whether the Klal of Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra, that Klal itself is that Deraisa Derabban. So the Kesem Mishnah is bothered with the Kasha, if the Rambam is right, the Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra is only Dima Derabban, so why does the Halacha say that if a person ate Sofik Chela, Sofik Shuman, a person was in Sofik Mechal Shabbos, Sofik Lochilo Shabbos, they did Malacha Ben Ashmashas, why do you say that he's chayv to bring an Ashim Tolui? It's Mutta Lachatchila. It's Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra, is only made the Rabbanon. I mean, Atar it's Mutta, so it's Mutta. So how can you be Mechayv an Ashim Tolui? So the real answer that the later poskim say, the real answer is that you only say Sofik Deraisa L'Kula Mideraisa in a situation where it's Lo Ikva Yisura. But if you have a case of Ikva Yisura, We paskin, you're only chayv an ashem toli in a situation where you have ikva yisur. Ikva yisura is a more chomadika type. It's a different category of a suffik. If I have a piece of meat, I don't know whether it's chayla bashum, and so that's suffik deraisa lekula mederaisa. But if I have two chatichas, I know for sure one of them is chayla. I just don't know which is which. That's a more chomadika type of an isur. So you wouldn't say, the Rambam would never say there suffik deraisa lekula mederaisa. That would be sofik deraisa lechumer deraisa. The same thing, let's say you have anisa derabanan gets mixed up chad bechad. So what do you need? The Shach quotes this, what do you need chad betray to be mevatl anisa derabanan? If you have a taruv, it's chad bechad. Say sofik derabanan lekula. I'll eat one and you'll eat one. And each one will be mutam because of sofik derabanan lekula. So the answer is you don't apply sofik derabanan lekula if it's a case of ikva yisur. It's a different halashem, a different category of a sofik. So that's the answer, that's the generally accepted answer. That's assumed to be the correct answer. But the Kes Mishnah quotes this kasha, how can the Rambam maintain his position that Sofik Deraisa L'chum is only with the Rabbanon? What does he do with the institution of Ashem Tolui? So he says that there are some who have a girus in the Rambam, they printed it in our editions of the Rambam in brackets, because the Kes Mishnah quotes there was such a manuscript. So they printed. And the reason why Yechai ben Hashem told it, because when do I, the Rambam, when do I say my klal sofek deraisa lukulam deraisa, that's by Yisuri Lavin. But if it's an Issa Kores, even I would agree that sofek deraisa luchumre would be mederaisa. There used to be a Rebbe here in Yeshiva, Rabbi Michal Katz. So his father was a Reuven Katz. He was the Rav in Pesach Tikva. And he put out a sefer that's called Degel Ruving. Rabbi Katz used to say, my father's sefer is ongenomen vidik tzais. It's accepted like the tzais. Okay, it's called, the first chelik is called Shadus Tshuvas. I think one essay is the Tshuva Alach L'maisa, all the others are Lomdish things. The Taka is very accepted. He has a famous piece in the Degel Ruving where he explains what this is all about. There's a famous word that maybe there is a deal in Shulchan Aruch, there's a big machlekes halach lamaisa, whether all Yisuri Torah are Yisuri Gavra or Yisuri Chepze. Nafkamina in Hilchis Nedorim. So Reb Reuven Katz wants to say, based on Ramban, the beginning of Vayikra, that if you do an aver b'shoigig, you're only chayv chatas, if it's a dovish zonu koris. By chayv elavin, you're not there. You don't need, Ramban says chayv elavin, you don't even have to do tshuva. There's no aver. If you did a b'shoigig, there's no aver at all. So he wants to explain that by Chayvi Lavin, it's an Issa Gavra. By Chayvi Krisis, it's an Issa Chepze. So an Issa Chepze has, if you eat poison, B'shoigig, you're going to die, whether B'shoigig or B'mezik. So if the thing is an Issa Chepze, it's going to have a negative effect on your neshama, whether you realize you did something wrong or not. But if something is only an Issa Lav, it's only an Issa Gavra, so then B'shoigig, so you didn't do any merit against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's no aver at all, so you don't even have to do tshuva. This is how the Degel Ruvin wants to explain the Ramban on Chumash, the beginning of Vayikra, beginning of Chumash Vayikra, why the Ramban explains that you're not chayv achatas, you don't need any kapora on chayv ilav b'shoigeg. And he wants to explain this sofik deraisa, the Mesilas Hasharm says, sofik deraisa l'chumra, because you're going to eat poison, you're going to die. If you're mesupik, so you don't eat the poison, you can die. So if you're dealing with taka, something that's like poison, if it's taka nisa chepta, so sofik deraisa l'chumra should be mederaisa. But it's only an Issa Gavra, so you can't really say that he's doing an act of merit against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If it's a suffix, so the Torah never prohibited me from doing the suffix. So this is this is how the Kesa Mishnah has such a girsa in the Rambam, a ksaviyat in the Rambam, that they put in brackets by us. So the Kesa Mishnah himself says, how can I say that? But the Rambam says, any suffix in Shabbos is really l'chumra midirabbanan, min ataritz muta. And any suffix in Gili Arayis is only l'chumra midirabbanan, min ataritz muta. Gili Arayis and Shabbos both have kares. So how can he have a giris in the Rambam that by Chaybi Krisis, the Rambam is moided that suffix derais is l'chumra midiraisa? It's not l'kula midiraisa. So the Kes Mishnah says, no, Shabbos goes on tchumen. That's not what it usually means. And Arayis goes on koyim begrusha. Or by Mamzeris. It doesn't, that's what he means. It doesn't, that's very difficult. Pashto Shabbos goes on the Lamatas Malachas. Doesn't go, when you say Shabbos, you don't identify Shabbos with Truman. We talk about Arayis. Usually what comes to mind is Gilei Arayis, a Chavi Krisis, not Koyim Begrusha, Yisrobe Mamzeris. So the Pashtus is usually assumed that the Rambam holds that Safik deraisa lekula mideraisa even applies to chavi krisis, that even by Shabbos and even by arayis, also lekula mideraisa only lechumer miderabban. What's the teretz on the Ashim Tala? He said, everybody, the Achreinim said, the Prima Kodim said, because that's Hikva Yisura. It's a different Chalashim Safik, the Gori of a Safik. There the Raman would be moida that Safik deraisa lechumer. So if one should say like that, if one should say according to the Raman, that Safik deraisa lechumer is only miderabbanon, and then the Shev Shmaitze writes in his Sefer, as well as the Nesivus writes in the Chavis Das in the Beis HaSofek, that's the Hakdamah to Simen Kuf Yud, when it talks about Sveikus. So they both write the same thing, that even according to the Rambam, that Sofek Deraisa L'chum is only by the Rabbanon, that's only by Yisurim, but by Mitzvahs, even the Rambam agrees that Sofek Deraisa L'chum is by the Raisa. Why? What's the Svara for the Rambam to say that Safik deraisa is lukula mideraisa? The Torah said don't eat chazer. The Torah didn't say anything about eating Safik chazer. Everything is mutter until proven, everything is innocent until proven guilty. So everything is mutter unless you have a beferish pasuk that says that it's asa. So the Torah only prohibited chil Shabbos vaday. The Torah only prohibited macholas asur is vaday. The Torah only prohibited gilei arayis vaday. The Torah never said a word about Safik. But the Torah said you have to leg tefillin, vaday. The Torah said you have to shake a lula, vaday. If you're not sure if you're a yotzei, then safek deraisa lechumer. Because you have to do the mitzvah, everything is vaday. So the lavim abe vaday and the esen abe vaday. So if you say like that, then you can understand. The Menchas Chinuch didn't like this teretz on the kasha, to say that if not for the pasuk, I would have said that mila bismana is a mitzvah, so the mila bismana, the Safik Mila Bismana, Safik Deraisa Lechum and the Esi should be Decha, the Safik Deraisa Lechum and the Lois Esi of Chilu Shabbos. If he says Safik Chilu Shabbos is Lekula Mideraisa and Safik Esi is Lechum Mideraisa, then that would be the Teretz. That's the Teretz that's printed on the side of the Rif, in Hilchas Tumah. The same Teretz there by the coin. I would have thought that the Esi of Lo Yitama should take precedence over the Safik Lois Esi of the Isa Tumas Kohan. We usually have a cloud whenever one is faced with a dilemma. Dilemma means whatever you're going to do is an avera. So we usually say sheva al tasod. But sheva al tasod, if you learn the sugya and erev and daf kuf amud aleph, a whole amud gemara, sheva al tasod is not always the answer. The klal in the sugya is that you have to be bocha b'miyot Torah. You have to choose the lesser of the two evils. And very often, if that's the lesser of the two evils. Sometimes the lesser of the two evils is the Kumbi Aseh. That was years ago, in the early years, just for diversion, in the early years of the Medina, the Aguda never joined the coalition government. They held it, say, Yorik Bal Yavar, you're not allowed to. So then at one point, the Mizrahi always joined. The Rav Soloveitchik explained in his drushes for the Mizrahi, why are we allowed to join the coalition government? There are pikursim, they're doing called Avarasa. It's the lesser of the two evils. Explained. So then when the Aguda decided, the Bab Matzah Gedolah Torah decided they're going to join the coalition government, so Moshe Shtenbuch was a young man. He attacked Rav Lezer Shach. How can you join the government? The Gedolim said in the earlier generations, Yohorag Val Yavar. So Rav Shach had to defend himself, but he felt uncomfortable writing a response to Rav Moshe Shtenbuch. He was a young man at that time. So he sent a letter to Rav Shnia Kotler. And here in America, they're related. And it was in his handwriting, Rav Shach's unique handwriting. And they hung it up in all the yeshivas, and it was hanging across the street on the third floor in the base medrash, Rav Lezer Shach's letter. So he wrote, he's explaining why, he doesn't write that Rav Moshe Shtenbuch attacked me, just writes, he's explaining why we had to decide to join the coalition government. So he writes, Kibalnu Meraboisenu, that whenever you have a dilemma, whenever you have a situation, whatever you're going to do is no good. So you have to be boicha b'miyot Torah. So sometimes the miyot Torah sheva al tasodif, and sometimes kum le'aseh is the miyot Torah. So over here, joining the coalition government, the miyot Torah is the kum le'aseh. So here also, this kasha that the Rishonim ask, if you have a sofik mila bismana, sofik mila shleim bismana, why should he say it's derech Shabbos? So sometimes one could argue the point that the miyot Torah would be the kum le'aseh, because the sofik esei deraisa l'chumre should take precedence over the Safik Loises of Chilul Shabbos Luchomer, which is only Midrabban. That's the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch quotes these two terutzim in Hilchas Tumas Kohanim. That's the first mitzvah in the second volume. Those have the normal old editions of the Minchas Chinuch. That's the first Veisamaglal, the first mitzvah in the second volume. And he, in Hilchas Mila, he refers you to what he wrote over there. On Kuf Lam Gimel on Beis, there's a famous din in the Gemara that Nikar Adin if you cut off the basal chayfes roiv haTorah, the baby is not an oral, and you have fulfilled the mitzvah. But lachatchila mishum zekelim aveyu, you should cut off all of the tzitzin, even the tzitzin sheim akvenes amilo. And then the Gemara says, what about on Shabbos? What about on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, if Piresh, if you already put on the bandage, that's on the Mishnah Berurah quotes from some of the Rishon, put on the bandage already, then ain't a chazer on the tzitzin shei ma'akman esamil. But if lo Piresh, then you chazer even on the tzitzin ha'akman esamil. You should know, Rabbi Yosef Engel used to give long drushes, hours and hours of drushes. He printed his drushes. The Balabat must have sat for 5 hours when he delivered these drushes. So he has, and it's called Oitzris Yosef. There's a volume on drush. So he has a Shabbos Shuvah drasha where he talks about the Tkiya Shofar. Tosus in Rosh Hashanah asks the famous Kasha. The Gemara says, Lama tokim imrim shehem yoshim, tokim imrim shehem omdim. We blow Shofar much more than we're obligated to blow. In Yikar Adin, you only have to blow Tkiya through a Tkiya 3 times. The biggest chum is 3 times. So we're not sure whether true is true or shvarim or shvarim true. So you blow so many koilas. Why do we blow mea koilas? That's way more than is required. There's Mana Gemara, they blew also, they blew more than the basic minimum. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. How come we're not in violation of Baal Tosis? So Tosis comes up with the Teretz that if you repeat the same mitzvah several times, then there's no violation of Baal Tosis. So Mela Tosis comes up with a Chiddush. The Mishnah says in Zvachim that if you have a carbon that you're supposed to do 1 zrika or 2 zrikas on the 2 corners of the Mizbeach, and instead you did 3 zrikas or 4 zrikas, you'll be in violation of Baal Tosis. They says, what if you repeat the same, in the same corner you do 1 zrika, 100 zrikas in the same corner, that's repeating the same mitzvah many times, that's not a violation of Baal Tosis. But then Tosis has a Shaila, what if you shake a lulav and an esri, you take 2 lulavim. That's not repeating the mitzvah. This that, or let's say instead of having dalad parshas, you have 2 shma. You have 2 parshas shma. So Tosfos says maybe that's not called Baal Tosis. Maybe that's like repeating the mitzvah several times. Even though that's not repeating the same mitzvah, it's a whole different surah atfilin. You're holding 2 lulavim. So maybe that's not a repetition. So that's a dion in Tosfos in the Rishon. So on that Tosfos kasha, why isn't blowing shofar several times over, why isn't it a violation of Baal Tosis? And Tosis gives their teretz. So the Minchas Chinuch has an original teretz, and Rabbi Yosef Engel points out that the teretz of the Minchas Chinuch appears in the Sefer Yireim, that the pasuk says Yom Tru Yelachem. In the simple reading of the pasuk, sounds like you're supposed to blow shofar all day long. So Tru, you learn out from the pasuk. The Gemara darshans from the pasuk that Mikar Adin, all you have to blow is Tkiya Tru Tkiya 3 times. But since the simple reading of the pasuk is Yom Tru Elachem all day long, so if you blow more than the minimum, it's all nitfas as a hemshech of the mitzvah. It doesn't necessarily mean that you enhance the mitzvah. Let's say you'll eat more than a kazais matzah. So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Chametz and Matzah, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah lel Pesach mishochal kazais yotzah. The Rambam should have, if I would have written, it would have written, there's a mitzvah to eat kazais matzah lel Pesach. He doesn't write like that. He writes, mitzvah to eat matzah lel Pesach mishochal kazais yotzah. So the Netziv in the Hagnamah to his Haggadah writes, you see from the Rambam that kazais is a minimum. If you eat a kazais yotzah, but if you eat more than a kazais, it's all nitfas as a hemshech of the mitzvah. Doesn't mean that you enhance your kiyum mitzvah, you get fatter. Doesn't mean that your schar and olam haba is going to be more schar, but it's considered a hemshech of the kiyum mitzvah. So the Netziv has a whole piece about this in the Hagdamah to his Haggadah, and he quotes the Tosfos in Chagiga Dav Chesam Ebeis. So the din is that Nedarim and Nedavos, there's a machlokes hatanaim whether Nedarim and Nedavos are craving beyond or not. So we pass in the Dorm Davis are not craving Miyantav. It's a din deraisa. And then the Gemara points out in Beitza, if you hold the Dorm Davis not craving Miyantav, that's a din deraisa. It's not just a Gzera de Rabbana. So Tosfos said, despite the fact that the Dorm and the Davis are not craving Miyantav, but if a person wants to bring, let's say, a Shalmei Chagiga Yantav, so that's Lacholadeis. Mainly Beishamid, mainly Mesilah, that's Mutter. Beishamid, we still have a Machlik and say, permitted to be Makr Oilas Riyah on Yantav, you have to wait till Chalamoid. Because the shlomim be eat, that's echol nefesh, and the oila you don't eat, so there's no echol nefesh. So lachem elo lagavoya. So what if the person wants to bring 10 shlomim? So he wants to bring 10 shlomim chagiga on yontif. So Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi, Tosis de Chesam and Beis, interprets that there's a problematic Bavli, Shaila how to read the Bavli, and Chesam and Beis, Tosis interprets the Bavli, Rabbi Natam interprets the Bavli based on the Yerushalmi, that even though in the Dharma Dharma is not craving me on them, you can get away with bringing one Shalmi Chagiga. But nonetheless, if you want to be makrif 10 shalmi chagiga on yontav, that's fine. So then the Netziv explains why, because that's, strictly speaking, the truth of the matter is you don't even have to bring one shalmi chagiga. You can get 100 people shutfim on one shalmi chagiga, they can bring one shalomim for 100, for 100 families, for 1,000 people. The Mishnah says, if you can afford it, so you have 100 people join in and bring one Shalmei Chagiga. If you can't afford it, so you bring 100 Shalmei Chagiga if you have enough people to eat all of the Shlomim. If you don't have enough people to eat, so you just maybe Kachman Beis Absul, so you shouldn't do it. So he says, that's what Tosfos says, that Shalmei Chagiga is Decha Yontav in the Dorman, and Tovus Anah Decha Yontav. Even though you could get away with bringing one carbon, but if you designated 10 Shalmei Chagiga, you're permitted to be Mechalal Yontav, to be Makrov all of the 10, to Shecht all the 10 Shalmei Chagiga. You don't say that it's like in Dorim and Adamas. So Rabbi Yosef Engel goes on to speak by Richas about this topic in a Shabbos Shuvah Drosha, in the Eitzvus Yosef, the Chelek HaDrush. Yes. The Drush is also beautiful, but this part is Mamash all Halachas. So he quotes, there's a famous Gemara, Yivam is Dav Chof HaMedeis, where the Gemara says, Mikra Din Deraisa, if the Yivam is a Chayvi Lavin, so Mikra Din Deraisa, you do Yibum. It's only Gzera Derabbanon that you're not permitted to do Yibum, because Gzera Bi Rishayna ought to be a Shnir. So Tosis writes on Chof HaMedeis that Dimar Maschal Otu, that the Gemara didn't have to say Gzera Bi Rishayna ought to be a Shnir. It should have said, it could have said, it should have said Gzera Tchilas Bi ought to Gmar Bi. Once you do the Chilas Bi, so you have already fulfilled the mitzvah, the Gmar Bi already has no heter. So that's what Tosis said. Lab davke bi rishayna ot bi shnei. You could have said gzeira tchilas bi ot gmar bi. So the Rashba nadav, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes Rashba nadav, disagrees with Tosis. Says no, gmar bi is a gmar of the tchilas bi. Since you had a heter, Esed Dechalo says you had a heter to do the tchilas bi, so the heter would apply to the gmar bi also. But once you finish the bi rishayna, and then he was mafsik, then he's going to do bi shnei. That's a separate ma'isa. You can't say the bi shnei is a hemshech of the bi rishayna. So that's why the Gemara only said Zeret bi rishayna ought to be a shnir. So there Rabbi Yosef Engel points out, he thinks that the Babli doesn't agree with the Yerushalmi. The Tosfos and Kiddushin, famous, these are all very famous topics. Tosfos and Kiddushin, daf lamed ches amud alef, dimar maschal akrivaymer b'hadar ochel. So Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi, poses a kasha. If you only have chodosh, you don't have any kosher flour to make matzahs from. You made matzah from chodosh, and it's an issa, you're not allowed to eat chodosh. Would you say leil haseder esed dechaloy sesei that you should be permitted to eat matzah shel chodosh? So the Yerushalmi says we don't permit it, and they give two reasons. So one of the two reasons is gzeira kazai srish and not the kazai sheni. That there's only esed dechaloy sesei is the mitzvah of matzah is only the first kazais. But if you're going to eat another kazais, there's no heter. So therefore, we don't even permit you to eat the first kazais. We make a gzer d'abani, you'll eat the second kazais. So Rabbi Yosef Engel writes, he thinks that according to the Bavli, there's room to say we couldn't accept that answer. The same way the Netziv writes in the Hagdama to his Haggadah, that the Rambam wrote in the beginning of Hilchas, in the middle of Hilchas Chametz Matzah, that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah leil tazvav mishochal kazais yotzah. Instead of writing there's a mitzvah to eat kazais matzah, the Rambam writes a mitzvah to eat matzah mishochal kazais yotzah. But if you eat more than a kazais, it's a hemshech of the original kazais. It's not like bir shnir is not a hemshech of bir rishayna. The next kazais is a hemshech of the first kazais. Then the Netziv points out, even if it's not terkei de achilas pras, even if I eat the first kazais now and I eat the other kazais as the afikoymen, it's also a hemshech from before. As much matzah as it doesn't enhance the mitzvah, but it's all considered a hemshech. So that's where Rabbi Yosef Engel thinks that the Babli, there's room to argue that Babli may not accept that Yerushalmi. We wouldn't say gzeira kazai srishin not to kazai sheni, just like esed dechal esese allows you to eat the kazai srishin and should probably permit you even to eat the kazai sheni, because the kazai sheni is also a hemshech of the kazai srishin. Rabbi Yosef Engel continues, this is a whole arichas, he quotes more and more and more. So he quotes more of an arichas. There is a sugi in Perek, Kisui Hadam. If there's a chayla sheyesh basakana and he has to eat flesh, the Gemara says shecht and lechayla b'shabbos. He permitted to shecht the animal. So let's say shecht the chicken. If he shecht the bema, there's no kisi adam on the hema. If he shecht chay v'yof, then there's a din of kisi adam. So kisi adam is not makim in the heter achilas. In order that the chayla should be allowed to eat the chicken, all you have to do is the shechita. You don't have to do the kisi adam. But the Gemara has one opinion, that hashechet l'chayla b'shabbos muta l'chassas has domay. And some Rishonim learn muta l'chassas has domay. You're permitted even to be mechal Shabbos with the melacha deraisa to do the kisi adam. Sometimes the Gemara says in Beitzon and kisi adam that you have to have shofach has domay v'chisohu be'ofer, has to be granulated offer. If you have a blotch of a chunk of offer that's a solid chunk, you're not yet in the mitzvah of kisi adam. So sometimes you'll have to grind up the offer and do toichin. So there's one opinion in the Gemara. It's rejected. L'maskanav is one opinion in the Gemara. Shechet l'chayla b'shabbos muta l'chassas is dama. And some Rishonim learn muta l'chassas is dama. Not only with a din a violation of a malacha derabbanan, even permitted to violate a malacha derais. How can that be? What's the hetter to violate? How can there even be a havamina like that? It's not accepted. So that's where Rabbi Yosef Engel gives this whole hakdama. In order to explain, he points out that Tosfos writes on Daf Pei Zayin and Chulin and Sugya of Kisei Adam, Al Pidin Kisei Adam is considered a Gemara of the Shechita. So since there's a Chayla Mesukon and Shechten the Chayla B'Shabbos, the Halacha says, that's another discussion that the Rishonim have. Why do we permit Chilul Shabbos? Why not give him Nevela? If you have to violate an Avera in order to save someone's life, so the Gemara says in the end of Yuma, Machila Masa Akala Kal Tchili, he tried to violate the lesser of the two evils, violate the lesser Avera. So why do you do Chilul Shabbos? It's in Issa Kores. Get Nevela. Nevela is only in Issa Lab. So the Rishonim answer that question, whatever the answer is. But once you had a heter to do the Shechita, to shech the chicken, so the Kisei Adam is considered the Gemara of the Shechita. So since there was a heter for the Shechita, there should be a heter for the Kisei Adam as well. And he has more examples. This is a famous drasha Rabbi Yosef Engel has. This whole halacha chunk is very fascinating. On Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara has an interesting discussion. How do you know that Mila Bizman is Dechah Shabbos? So the Gemara had a suggestion, maybe it's Aloch L'Moshe Messina. So the Gemara said it cannot be, according to one Tana, cannot be. Because one Tana learns that Pikuach Nefesh is Dechah Shabbos, is learned out somehow with the Kal V'Chaymer, that you got to figure out what the Kal V'Chaymer is. We have a Kal V'Chaymer. If Mila Bizman is Dechah Shabbos, so Pikuach Nefesh is certainly Dechah Shabbos. If Mila Bizman is Dechah Shabbos only Halacha L'Moshe Messina, so we have a klal that the Tanoim formulated Ein Lemeidim Kal V'Chaymer Mehalacha. So it's first of all, it's important to keep in mind the Shagasari has Tshuvas Shagasari HaChadoshes, the second volume. In the middle of the Tshuvas Shagasari HaChadoshes, there's a section of Kuntris on Chadosh, on the Isser of Chadosh. He was Machmer on Chadosh, Bizman Hazeh, Chutzlartz. In the middle of the Kuntris on Chadosh, he's working out certain details on Orla B'chutzlortz. Orla B'chutzlortz, most Rishonim assume, is Halach L'Moshe Messina. The Gemara in Kiddush, in the end of the first Perek, the Mishnah says, Kol mitzvos HaTluyos Baretz are only noig in Eretz Yisrael, with a few exceptions to the rule, so one of them is Orla. And Orla is Halacha. So the Gemara has a machlok, what do you mean Halacha? Mehilchas Medina means it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, Orla B'chutzlortz, or it's Halach L'Moshe Messina. So most of the Rishonim assume, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, most assume that Orla B'chutz La'aretz is truly Halacha L'Moshe Messina. Some of the Achrayim think that the Rashi in Brachas and Daf Lamed Vavim and Aleph seems to hold La'alocha that Orla B'chutz La'aretz is only Midirabban. But we usually assume that it's Halacha L'Moshe Messina. So the Shagasari talks about working out the details of Orla B'chutz La'aretz, so he uses a Kal V'chaymer. So then he says, aye, but the Sugya says in Shabbos here, the Gemara quotes from the Tanoim that you can't extend the Halacha L'Moshe Messina based on a Kal V'Chaymer. So he says there are two kinds of Halacha L'Moshe Messina. The Kal V'Chaymer, Mineyu Bey, to work out the details of this Halacha, that's common sense. That's not for Midrash. You don't need Midrash, Atarin, Adreshes, Bem. Moshe Rabbeinu had to hear this Midr Har Sinai. Kal V'Chaymer, common sense is common sense. So that even works on a Halacha L'Moshe Messina to work out the details. But if you're talking about a Kal V'Chaymer, Midin Echad L'Chaveiro, that's based on Halacha. That's already from the Midrash HaTorah to Resh HaSpam, that you assume all the dinim of the Torah fit into one big pattern. It all makes up one big mosaic. So therefore, you have a right to darshan So that the halacha says, ain lemeidim kavachayim me halacha. So Rashi, that's interesting. So Rashi has an interesting comment on the Gemara. Why is ain lemeidim kavachayim me halacha? So he says that. That the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem were only nitnu to darshan on the Torah Shebichsav. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is a chunk of Torah Shebal Peh. So it's interesting. What would you say? Would you say you can't darshan a Kal V'Chaymer from a drosha of the Torah? So much of the Shulchan Aruch is Torah Shebal Peh. Most of the dinim that we have are Torah Shebal Peh. So Rashi says the reason why ain lemeidim kavachayim mehalacha lo nitna Torah shabal peh lidorish biyud gimel midas. So only halacha shem sinas Torah shabal peh. There's some of the other drushes. Ruba the ruba of the halachas are based on drushes. So usually we do make kavachayimas from drushes to other things. So it's interesting. In the middle of Gittin, there's a gemara in the middle of Perek HaNezakin. The gemara has a machlokes of Yechanan and Reb Elozer, where the rov Torah is bichsav and rov Torah is bal peh. So it's a pellet. The Prima Godim has a Psicha Kolelis to Orachaim, which is kedai to read through. It was printed in many different editions. In the big Prima Godim, everything's in tiny letters, and they squeezed it in. It's a whole sefer. And the Psicha Kolelis to Orachaim is really a general introduction to all of Torah Shebal Peh, fascinating ideas he has. So the opening paragraphs, the opening few columns, and the Psicha Kalelis is on the following. How could there be, he quotes the Be'er Sheva, is bothered with the Kasha, how could there be a Machlekes of Yechon and Rab Loza, but the Rav Torah is Bal Peh, Rav Torah is Biksav, look in any library, look in the books on the Tanakh, is 24 Svarim, and the rest is all Torah Shabal Peh. How can anybody, look in any library, of course Rav Torah is Bal Peh. Miut is Torah Shabiksav, how is it shach to be a Machlekes Samarim? So the Be'er Sheva says, no. Halacha l'moshe misina is Torah shebal peh, and Chumash whatever is printed is Torah shebichsav. The roiv of everything and all the svarim on the bookcases, the Torah are the drushes that we read in between the lines. We figured out how to read in between the lines of the Torah. So that's the machlokes of Yechon and Reb Lozer, whether the dinim that are derived from midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem by reading in between the lines, klal and prat, the klal and so on, the hekesh and smuchim and everything like that, does that have the status of Torah Shebichsav? Because you're deriving it by reading in between the psukim, in between the lines in the chumash, or does it have the status of Torah Shebal Peh? So then the Be'er Sheva asks, what's an afkemina? What's an afkemina? Whether it has the status of Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebal Peh? So he gives an afkemina. And then the Prima Godim starts to rattle off more nafkaminas. What's the difference whether any given din is Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebal Peh? So it really should be a nafkamina over here. When I get to this, the way Rashi learns, Ein lemeidim kal v'chayim mehalacha, because halacha l'moshe misinai is clearly Torah Shebal Peh. Halacha l'moshe misinai, the Rambam writes in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayis, what's the definition of a halacha l'moshe misinai? It's a din that there's no way to darshan it by reading in between the lines. It's purely an oral tradition from one generation to the next. That's the Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Chagiga says, Het nedarim porchem bo avir, vein lam ameshe ismochu. Haforas nedarim, when the Baal is mefer, that's in Chumash. Hatoras nedarim, that the bezin could be matanetted, there's no way to read it in between the lines of the Chumash. It's porchem bo avir, it's transmitted orally from generation to generation. Vein lam ameshe ismochu. You can't darshan it from reading in between the lines. And the Gemara quotes Tanoim who disagree. They hold yesh lam ameshe ismochu. There is a drasha to read it in between lines. So that's machlokes hatanaim, whether hataras nedarim is purely halacha moshe misina. No, it's from the midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. Is that part of the Torah Shebal Peh? So the Prima Godim quotes this Be'er Sheva that the bulk, they all agree, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar, they all agree that the ruba of the Torah, of all the svarim in the library, any library, has halachas that are based on drushes. Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem, and that's their machlokes where all of these drushes have the status of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. So should chapan afkemina benegir to this din, because Rashi explains why is ain lemeidim kavachem mehalacha, because he can't loinit no hamidas to darshan on Torah Shebal Peh. See, if the dinim derive by reading in between the lines of the psukim, have a din of Torah Shebichsav, then you can make a Kal V'chomer to extend it to another. It's only Halacha Moshe Mesinai would be Torah Shebal Pen, you can't extend it. But if you say even the dinim that are derived by reading in between the lines also have the status of Torah Shebal Peh, then you will not be able to. So L'chapa Be'a Major Nafkemina, whether Rav Torah is Bichsav or Torah is Bal Peh. The machloik is being whether dinim that are derived by reading in between the lines, whether they have a din of Torah Shebichsav, a Torah Shebal Peh. Kuflam Zayinam and Aleph is the famous Mishnah that appears in Erechin as well, word for word, the exact same Mishnah, that sometimes you perform the bris on the 8th day, sometimes the 9th day, sometimes the 10th day, and so on and so forth. So the Mishnah says a baby is born Friday evening, Bein Hashmashes, so you're not allowed to be Mechal on Shabbos, because maybe it's a Milu Shalai Bizman, Bein Hashmashes Safi Yam Safi Glad, maybe the Milu Bizman should have been done on Friday. You can't do the bris on Friday, because maybe Bein Hashmashes is like Shabbos. So you can't do on Shabbos, it's a Safik. So do the bris on Sunday. What happens if Sunday happens to be Yontif? So Amilu Shalai Bizman is not Derech Yontif, so you have to do it on Monday. What if Monday happens to be the second day, Rosh Hashanah? So then the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to do the Milu Shalai Bizman on the second day, Rosh Hashanah. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote a machlek is the Rosh and the Rambam, and Reish Samach Vav in Yerudei, they have a machlek is the Rosh and the Rambam. The Mishnah was written in an Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, there is no Yontav Sheni Shel Godis. The only second day Yontav you have is Rosh Hashanah. They had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael also. So maybe the Mishnah only says you're not allowed to do a Milush Lebizmano on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, but the second day, any other Yontav Sheni Shel Godis, maybe it's mutted to do a Bismila. So that's Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rosh says the Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael, who would deny any other Yontav Sheni Shel Godis? And the Rambam holds, no, it's only second day of Rosh Hashanah. So then it's Siv. In the Meroi Mesoda suggests that the Machlokes HaRishonim really is, there's a famous Machlokes HaRishonim, what's the nature of Yontav Sheni Shel Golias? Is it a Minig or is it a Takana de Rabbanon? Because the Gemara in Sukkah has a discussion regarding Tilas HaRoveh, Chibut HaRoveh, and Hashana Rabbah, is it a Minig Nevim or is it a Takana de Rabbanon? The Gemara says that one of the Chachamim was Chavit Chavit V'Leborch, he didn't recite a Brocha. The Gemara says, Shema Mino, that he holds that it's only a Minig. So you see, you don't recite a Brocha on a Minig. So the Rambam says, when you fulfill a Minig of reciting Chatzi Halal Amish Chodesh, you can't say a Brocha. And other Rishonim disagree. So that's a whole Machlokes of Rishonim. So Tosis raises the question, how can you say you don't say a Brocha on a Minig, but we say a Brocha on the Yontav Sheni Shel Golias? Doesn't show the favorish that you do say brachas amin hogam. So Tosis is assuming that the Yontav Sheni Shel Golias is only a minig, based on the Loshon HaGemara in the beginning of Beitza, that the Gemara says, after they instituted the Luach Kavua that we follow today, Hil HaSheni, established the Luach, so there's no longer a Sveik of the Yoyma, so why do we still observe Yontav Sheni Shel Golias? The Gemara says, they sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael, Shalach Mi'itam, Hizor Abiminig Avasechem Yadechem. So Tosis understood that it means that Yontav Sheni is a minig. And the Ran on that Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav, disagrees, he quotes Tosis, disagrees. He says, the letter just meant you should continue the practice of your forefathers. We, with the power vested in us as a Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, we're making a takana. You have to continue to observe Yontav Sheni as a takana derabbanon. Doesn't mean Hizor Abiminig Avasechem Yadechem, Yontav Sheni is a minig. No, Yontav Sheni is a takana derabbanon. So there are contradictions in the Rambam. Rav Elvela has in the Seif on the Rambam how to be miyash. So the Netziv wants to say that maybe this is the machlokes harishonim. Second day Rosh Hashanah is clearly a takana de Rabbanon. The Gemara says that it's kedusha achas, has all the chumras of the first day except for kfuras hameis that will make leaving on the second day Rosh Hashanah. But refuah, whatever yasa on the first day yasa on the second day Rosh Hashanah. So the second day Rosh Hashanah for sure is a takana de Rabbanon, but the second day Yontav Sheni Shel Golias, if one should assume it's only a minig, so the proper thing is when you have a Milu Shel Bizman, you should do it as early as possible. So Yontav Sheni is only a minig. That's not right that a minig should cause you to violate, to postpone the bris another day. But if Yontav Sheni is really a takana de Rabbanon, so Hamidu Chachayim Devarim, and Makam Mitzvahs Milu also, you should postpone the bris till after Yontav Sheni. The Netziv has such a, in the Meroi Mesoda Maseches Nido, he discusses what if a woman has to go to mikveh, Matzoh Yontav Sheni Shel Golias, would you permit her to do Chafifa on Yontav Sheni? So the Netziv shows there's a discussion. The Rishonim thinks that's what that depends on also. If Yontif Sheni is a real takana, there are bonnets. You're not allowed to do chafifa. It's a possible malacha. You call me, you're here. But if you order Yontif Sheni is a minik, so those Rishonim would be mekel. And then there's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. What if a person did a malacha in Yontif Sheni? To what extent do we punish him? Do we really menade him? Do you put him in nidu because he violated a din, the rabbana? You say, no, he only violated a minik, so maybe he shouldn't be menade him. So then it makes a big lishitosa about this. But what's the nature of the din of Yontif Sheni? Whether Yontif Sheni is a takana de rabbana, Yontif Sheni is only minik, and he tries to make a whole lishitosa. We assume, in Shulchan Aruch, we assume, that's how many Rishonim say, that not only is a sofik milush lo bizman and not deicha Shabbos, that's what we started with. The Tosis has to kasha, why do you need a pasuk? Wouldn't you have known it on your own? Sofik der Aser l'chumra. We assume that even a sofik milush lo bizman on Yontif is also not deicha. Let's say Wednesday is Yontif, Wednesday and Thursday is Yontif on Amazon, and then the week before the baby was born, Tuesday going into Wednesday, Bein HaShmashas. So you don't do the bris next Tuesday, Erev Yontif. Maybe it's Mila Tachmana. You don't do the bris on Wednesday either because it's not, maybe it's Mila Shlebizmana. Maybe yesterday was the correct man. So not only do we not perform Mila when it's Vaday Shlebizmana Yontif, the Mishnah only says when it's Vaday Shlebizmana. Mila talks that Rosh Hashanah is, the baby was born Friday evening going into Leil Shabbos Bein HaShmashas. So you can't perform the bris next Friday. Maybe it's Torzman. You can't perform the bris on Shabbos. Maybe it's Lachazman. You can't perform the bris on Sunday because it's Vada Milush Lebizman and Sunday is Yontif. And then the second day, Rosh Hashanah, is a Takana de Rabban. You're not allowed to do a Milush Lebizman on the second day, Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah never says Beferish. What if it's a Sofik Milabizman and Milush Lebizman? All the Rishonim say like that, though. All the Rishonim say. So Abitzala Panavija was a famous Sharpie in the early 1900s, and he a lot of times had his own opinions. He was an original thinker. So he says, what are they talking about? Let's say I think that guests may come. I don't know if the guests are going to come or not. So I want to cook, I want to make cookies for the guests. I don't know how many guests are going to come. Maybe 10 people, maybe 5 people. So I'm only, Sofik deraisa l'chumer, they only had to rechon nefesh when it's vaday, when you're misupik, whether the guests are going to eat up all the cookies and not lato. So there's a Ramban and Psochim, and the Mocham says, whatever you think the guests may need, you're allowed to bake as much as you think you're going to need. It's a sofik oichal nefesh is also called oichal nefesh. That's what he tainis, that since not only is one permitted to do malacha on yontif, the tzorcha oichal nefesh, you're permitted to do malacha on yontif if it's tzorcha yom tzas. So you're permitted to shecht on yontif, the malacha of nit. What malacha is there in Mila? So we usually assume Mila, malacha is in the Tilus Neshama, the Chabura, the bleeding. Different opinions in Rishonim, what's the malacha? So we usually assume the malacha is the bleeding in the Tilus Neshama. Tosis says, Malikot Lakula, Malikot Lapalga, even though the baby's going to survive, we hope the baby's going to survive, but there's going to be bleeding. So that's the malacha is in the Tilus Neshama. So Netilus and Shama is muta the Tzorcha Ocho Nefesh. You're allowed to shecht chickens on Yontif. Bizman HaGemar, you're allowed to shecht. So mitoch shuhutra netilus and shama letzarcha chanefesh shuhutra namishalot letzarcha nefesh. If it's letzarcha yom ktsas, if it would have been a vaday mila bizmana, you would have allowed it because mitoch so sofik mila bizmana. There's a chance, a 50-50 chance. The baby was born bein hashmashas, so maybe I'm fulfilling a mitzvah mila bizmana. Maybe yeah, maybe no. So shouldn't you say that like a sofik ochal nefesh is called ochal nefesh? So shouldn't the sofik Mila bizmana be doche yontif? It can't be doche Shabbos because there's no Shabbos. Only mila bizmana is doche. But on yontif, you don't need mila bizmana is doche yontif. Like mila bizmana is doche Shabbos. Mila bizmana is doche yontif because mitoch. So a sofik mila bizmana should also be a sofik eichel nefesh should be considered eichel nefesh. He was known as a very original thinker. It's against he admits himself. It's against all of the rishon. This parak is very rich with a lot of famous topics. Okay.
Yeah. He said the Gemara in Chulin about the Kisi Adam.
The Gemara says